Chapter 1. Day 1, Wyoming, July 2nd, 4:32 a.m. Brent woke up, dragged his hand through his thinning hair, stood, popped his back, and gave his balls an extra heavy dose of scratching before heading to the shower. "Last damn day," he said as he stuck his hand under the tap, waiting for the water to turn from streaming icicles into something resembling heat. Brent loved his job as a park ranger, the vast majority of it stationed in Wyoming across the beautiful Yellowstone. It was just that he loved the thought of fishing full-time off the coast of Mexico more. By the time he stepped out, taking all the frigid water torture he could handle, his wife, Mary Beth, had entered. "Did you warm it up for me?" she asked after giving him a small kiss. "Yeah, sure. I think the ice has stopped flowing. Remind me again why we haven't got that thing fixed." "Because by this time next week, we'll be sunning on a beach in Acapulco, baby, sipping those fruity umbrella drinks." "Right." She winced as she popped her big toe into the shower to check the temperature. Even at 55, Mary Beth had kept her figure, and at that moment it became evident just how much Brent appreciated that. "Put that thing away, you're going to poke your eye out," she laughed. "If you get home at a reasonable time tonight, and remember to bring home a good movie to watch, I just might take care of it." "Sounds like a deal." He gave her another kiss. After drying off, he walked into the bedroom to dress. His quarters were in the national park. He'd had the option of receiving a stipend and staying in town, renting a place with adequate heat and amenities. But the raw beauty of the park had won out. In addition, there were far fewer people out here than in town. He figured he spent enough time with people during the day that he should at least have nights off. Mary Beth would grumble sometimes about their isolation. On those occasions, he would take her to see a movie or dinner, sometimes both, if they could pull off the timing. He yelled a goodbye and hopped into his vehicle to begin the day. He had a few minutes until he got to the visitor center, and that gave his mind plenty of time to wander and think about his earlier encounter with his wife's naked body. He drifted so far in his thoughts he barely had enough time to slam on his brakes. His drab brown park Jeep swerved to a halt, narrowly missing an elk that paid no heed to the painful death it had narrowly avoided. Something else had it spooked. It looked over its shoulder repeatedly, its eyes wide and its tongue lolling, as if it had been running for some time. Bear? Mountain lion, maybe? Brent thought, though generally they would not come after an adult, and surely not one as big as this particular beast. Maybe it's a yeti. Brent smiled. There had been 8 sightings since his tenure here had started. 3 were by the same person, Jed Wizzy Gerber, the local drunk and Bigfoot expert. He'd even tried to start up a tour business for visitors looking for the infamous beast, and he might have been able to make it a success if he'd had the wherewithal to stay away from the bottom of the bottle. Any bottle. Apparently, he had a huge fixation with sugary drinks as well, and those made him nearly as incoherent as the liquor. Brent watched as the elk disappeared into the woods on the far side. He was about to chalk it up to just one of those things and go check in at the visitor center when he heard the far-off drone of an engine. "What the hell?" he asked, stepping out of his Jeep. The park was open to visitors 24/7, though it was rare anyone would be here this early, and certainly no one from his crew would be this far out in the morning. The murky dawn was just beginning to yield its fog to morning when he spotted something in the distance. ATVs? Off trail? Stupid kids. There were signs posted all over the park asking visitors, warning them even, to respect the natural beauty of the area. This was about the only part of the job that really got his goat. He considered some tourists to be among the most vulgar of the animal kingdom. The vast majority came, spent their hard-earned dollars, took 1,001 photos, and left with nary an issue. Still, there were always those malcontents that treated this place, or any place they visited, really, as their own personal shit can. They appear